Hello, everyone. I suppose this was a green. I can't see without glasses. I hope so. This talk is about recognizing people within the community, because I feel like we have not been doing it. I think it's an important topic. And we were sort of doing it in our way in past, I don't know, 5 years. Or before the COVID, basically, we were distributing some prizes to people. And then it suddenly stopped, and I had to deal with that. How do I recognize people that are doing something for OpenSUSE, that are doing something for Leap? If I send them private thank you, if I message them on IRC, nobody sees that, right? And like, they deserve a little bit more. So this is what the talk is going to be about. My name is Luboš Kocman, for those who don't know me, and kudos, that's also the reason why the logo is here, was the Hack Week project from the last Hack Week. So, as I said, before COVID, we had like these amazing prices. I think Doug started with it. We were ordering 35-ish boxes that we were distributing to the community. Somebody did something cool for OpenSUSE. I know Neil. Did anybody of you get it? I'm not sure if Neil, yeah. Okay, Ish got it. See, Simon, is that correct? Yeah. Simon got one as well. We were distributing them to SUSE offices so they could build up their museums with the boxes, right? I think this was really cool. I don't think that anybody used the CD inside. I don't think anybody was reading these auto start or getting started guide and so on. But it was nice collectible, and people really liked it because it was something they could hold, right? Which is something that I struggle with because mostly we recognize people online nowadays. And this looks like Ovation, right? So we have internal tool in SUSE where I can just go and I can say, thanks, Miguel, for, I don't know, working on a new book. Or I can say, thanks, Simon, for your work on Enlightenment, and so on. And I can do that. And Simon's manager can see it, Miguel's boss can see it as well. But like, you don't get to see it, right? And you don't know that they were working. And if I want to recognize you, I cannot use that platform because like, I cannot even enter your name there if you are not an employee. So I basically wrote, I think it was a Python script. I did like Excel sheet. I added names. And I was distributing these emails because Computer Press told us, sorry, during COVID, we are not producing these boxes anymore. It doesn't pay off. And so we are not doing it. Maybe after COVID, we will return back to do that. No, they didn't. So this was my take for, I believe, 15.3, 15.4. And then I was really desperate because this was like very little value. The HTML formatting, some people rejected right away. Some people mark it as spam. And nobody reads it in the end. So it was still some attempt from me to really see who was contributing. I believe Markus Meissner was also getting these. I'm not sure if they ever read them, but this was not enough. And basically somewhere last year, I think like month before Hack Week, I already started to work on it in the train on Prague. We had this beautiful AI stuff, so I did a little bit of vibe coding, and in one way from Břeclav to Prague, I had a prototype that was like half of the way I don't have any connection. So it was also me working on it in Node.js. I used to write some mobile applications from BlackBerry, so I have some Node background, or JavaScript background to be more specific. And I had it. It was like Express application. I used Prisma. Big mistake in the end. Yeah, Prisma fetches, like if you NPM install Prisma and then you run it for the first time, it fetches like Prisma engine binary from internet, right? I don't think that's cool. Packaging such stuff is also not so cool because then I bundled it. I think Adam rejected my addition to the Node.js dev project because he didn't like it. But yeah, it's pain. So next time I will do it without Prisma. What do you see on the logo? Some people told me that they like the logo. So I'm using colors from Jay Michalska. Not sure if Jay is still around, but like, so Jay gave us this amazing palette, and this is reddish red, Geeko green, pixel operator font. It's all done in Inkscape. But most of the CUDA code base is actually vibe coded with, I think, before we got Gemini, ChatGPT, then Gemini. And yeah, some of the stuff is done manually. So the issues that I was trying to address before I show you how it looks like. So no more collectibles, no DVDs. Maybe we could do t-shirts. I think that at some point we were trying to distribute t-shirts, then we did pizza parties and so on. But it's all problematic with people living in, you know, in distributed regions. I am thinking of adding something like vouchers, but I'm not sure if anybody should be able to give you like a giveaway as a t-shirt that can get really expensive for the company. But maybe for everything e-thank you that you receive, you could get like a point, and if you get like 20, maybe you could get voucher, but somebody has to pay for these vouchers. But like distribute email vouchers is easy, right? I can do that. But somebody has to pay the money in the end. The internal recognition tool works. I think it's not as good. I think it improved a little bit. At some point it was turning on camera when I was using it. I did report that as an issue to people who say, not cool. Even if they were not using it, it was still like, I didn't really trust the tool. And the wall of fame that just keeps on adding, you cannot even see how many times somebody was recognized. You can applaud people. But aside from the wall in the tool and few emails, nobody gets to see it. So I really don't like Ovation, even for internal use. And if you want to give somebody a 50-euro voucher, in the end, there is Excel sheet that I have to fill, send it to some VP, he needs to approve it. We send it to Ovation people, and then you see it in the system. So it's not very automated either. It's like aside from the tool. So visibility, social media interaction. I have bots for Slack, I have bots for Metrics. I do not want to use Slack because we have Geekos Foundation Slack instance. But that, I think, is free one, and after 90 days, you don't see the old messages, so the wall of fame is sort of gone. And so I have restricted notification just to Metrics, and it's still creating a lot of spam, I would say. It's a little bit better since last week. But I feel like Slack would work internally, not so much externally. So right now, it's just Metrics only. And the biggest change that I have, and the biggest, I think, value of the Ovation right now is if I really say, Miguel, thank you, Miguel's boss see it, right? So somebody else gets to know that he's doing something, you know, that some other people appreciate. And this may be quite challenging in the community. Who should know this, right? Like, if I want to recognize Neil, who should be the people that hear about it? So, I mentioned Hackweek, right? So there is a Hackweek project if you want to see the original motivation. This is how the UI looks. It's a GIF. I'm happy that LibreOffice allows like GIF streaming. We can do a live demo later. You have a way how to recognize multiple people if it's a team effort, right? You can use some nice emojis. You can render a nice PNG, SVG from it that you can share like on social media, on LinkedIn, on Facebook, on Mastodon, on Metrics, wherever you want. Every single time when I recognize somebody, there is a bot checking and it's sort of like there are some delays and then it spams OpenSUSE chat channel. Hey, Miguel was recognized, you know, for this and that. And you can do thumbs up, you can applause people. Badges, for me, people were asking for Fedora badges. I don't see much of what, yeah, exactly. Dominic can confirm that I did nuke production with kudos. Like his initial kudos to me was deleted because I included the database file in the RPM. What happens if you update the package? Yeah, the RPM gets overwritten. Thank you. So yeah, you have themes. There is also more traditional green one which matches the OpenSUSE org site, but that's actually not J's color. So I like this one because this is the plum purple from J, the Geeko green, and so on and so on. And it's quite simple UI. Again, badges not so much important for me. I'm more interested in the kudos section because this is the e-thank you part, right? We also support social media handles. So if you are on Metrics, I don't know, OpenSUSE King 123, but your IDP login is different, we can still address that. And this is how the rendered image looks like. So you can just share it on LinkedIn. It will really show up. And basically, the badges that you've unlocked, they will show up as color. The ones that you didn't show us as grayscale, okay? Hannah had idea that some badges could expire, like, I don't know, maybe you have been in the Artfork team, but maybe you didn't do much over the past 5 years, so maybe it could get rusty, you know, and so on, or break as some sort of breadcrumbs. We can do a lot of things. Let me switch from it. Yes, but again, badges for me are corner things. They are mostly manually granted for membership in the team. So if you are a member of the release team, you are on the wiki, you have the release team badge. If you are basically OpenSUSE member, and I did process the membership database, thanks to Dominic. So I did prepopulate the initial set of users, and I granted them membership badge as well. I could also use a lot of help on these badges, because I think I have like really only like four that I spent, I don't know, at least an hour on it, like manually in GIMP, doing layers and so on and making them look cool. The leap ones are just plain generation from AI. It takes time. And if you want to do 80 batches, it's a lot of hours. So any help on that side is welcome. I really want to balance the manual or human effort into the badges. So there is some value behind it. It's not just something that was generated in 5 seconds, right? Right now, I think that we have over 70 recognitions. So that somebody really said thank you. We have, I think, over, I would say 570 was the initial import of active members. We gained initially like 7 people a day. We could be around 650 users right now. Not active users, but users in the database. If you were not a member, you have to log in first to the portal to have your login. We support a lot of social networks. This is all the badges to the moment. I think the release one is cool. There is like some, I'm not sure if you can see it. So the chameleon, we didn't want to expose like gender if it's male, female. So we pixelized the area here. You cannot really see it, but I think it's a nice hidden joke in it, right? And if you can notice, the one for like received one kudo, he has like one envelope in there. I can maybe click on the demo. If you received 10 or 100, you have 100, and then it grows, you know, so there is some idea behind it. It's not so cheap. I would say there is like, I don't know, maybe I can just open it. Here, this is the website. Where is the screen? Here? Yes. If I do all badges, right? And I got first. This is the NeoFetch from my machine. This is actual font. And if I go back, if I show you for comparison the 1,000 badges or 1,000 kudos, you can see that this is fully stacked, right? And the t-shirt also changes. You can see the pixelization a little bit more. I think that they need to be funny, and if there is some nice idea that people can appreciate, I think there is actual value in the badge. Like the lead ones, I don't know. Like, I don't see much of point. Also, right now, I did initial like experiment by scanning Gitty, and if I saw that you made a PR, I would actually grant you the badge. I think when I was talking to Agama people, they really liked it, and we were talking, so what should be the tiers? You know, if I do 1,000, like, is there somebody who did more like than 1,000 commits? And like they said, easily. So maybe we need to introduce more than 1,000 commits so we motivate people to contribute to the projects. But yeah. I mean, Gitty is now not read-only for like anonymous access, which made this a little bit more difficult. So I will have to have a user for that. But yeah, I think we have to have more dynamically assigned badges. Oh, yeah. Back to the slides, I guess. Or do you want me to click through? Is there somebody who didn't see it in action? Like, do you see it for the first time? No? Oh, okay. Cool. So, yeah. New kudo, right? If I want to recognize somebody. Like this is our Georg from Infra, right? You have categories, of course, you can choose. It gives you some predefined text. You can copy smileys that you want. You can give him kudo. If you do that, we have a message bus, right, which is sending messages. Somebody received it. So it's really easy to write bots to listen to the messages. If somebody would like, you know, it's basically one JSON entry per recognition. So very easy to listen to this. We have the themes. We have the music that you cannot hear. It's 8-bit. What does the chameleon say without like any vocals? I think it's pretty cool. It took me, I had to get the permission from Russ Darstrap, who was the first, I believe, owner of that video. He did use karaoke text from What Does the Fox Say, right? And for karaoke, we had the permission to actually use it. So this is all covered. I really made sure that we can use the song. You have the, if you click here, this is the important part. So if you are a manager and you know that you have like people in the community or you care about some people in the community that you would like to monitor, did they get recognitions? We have this followers following. I see that I'm followed by Miguel. That's pretty cool. That was for me a way how to allow managers, if they are really interested, if they know about the platform, to sort of monitor their people. Are they getting recognized and so on? Sometimes I think this has to be done by the person who wants to do that, because then I do not want to follow like 500 people because everybody thinks that it's a good idea if I follow them. So this should be always done from the, you know, the person who is following perspective. So this works quite well. You can get ready for some emails. Otherwise, we post everything on Metrics channel. If you check like the, I have a screenshot for that, I guess. Great. So this is the OpenSUSE chat at the metrics, right? This is no longer happening. This was spamming like every now and then, like the channel. So this is not happening. And then I started to group, like if, for example, Dan Čermák and Georg were at the DevCon booth, you know, for OpenSUSE, it will appear as a one message. Dan and Georg just got recognized for being at the DevCon, which is spamming the channel less, because if you were scrolling, it can do a lot of noise. And if we do it too much, then people will not want to see this at all. If we do it on a separate channel, then nobody sees it. Has to be a balance, and it was a little bit too spammy in past month. Now it's much better. So the next steps. I was really happy. So if you have ever been on any of the Czech conferences, we usually give away the large Geeko only for contributions to the project, right? Because we used to give it to people for the quiz randomly, like the person win by bingo. He got it, and then he was selling it on eBay for like the highest bidder. And then Lubos was getting Facebook complaints from mothers that they are trying to win it for years, and they cannot. And then this guy wins it and sells it immediately. So it's only for contributions. And there was somebody who was willing to actually do on the conference the badge for InstallFest, so they got the Geeko for it. I would like to make a badge for OSE. This is Zbow, and give it to people who were speakers, volunteers here, and so on. So there should be some value. And I don't know, I think it's a nice idea to recognize people who go to events and so on. The physical rewards are going to be tricky because somebody has to sponsor it. Maybe Geeko Foundation, I don't know. But we have to have some nice system how not to overspend it, not to give people an easy way to get t-shirts. It should be somehow deserved. Maybe points for a lot of rewards and some badges, I don't know. And dynamically assigned badges are important. Again, badges are a lower priority for me. I always want to focus more on e-thank you, which would be more like the vouchers category and so on. But yeah, if we have badges, they should look somehow decent. And that's basically all about the platform. So basically the takeaway from me is if you have people under you and they are active in OpenSUSE, if you could follow them, if they don't have a login, they could maybe create a login just by logging into the instance. And then you can watch them. If they get recognized, you know about it instantly. And just use the platform. And you can use it also for internal people if you want. I think it's quite nice, and more people get to see it. And you have some track. You know, if you click on profile, you see all the recognitions. That's something that I'm sort of missing in Ovation. And if you want to contribute to badges, we have like GitHub repository. It's easy. I prefer always if I get XCF with multiple layers so we can reuse some of the sprites from the batch for maybe other batches and so on. And the code base is here. And thanks to Georg, we also have basically, it's running on the Heroes infra, right? He helped me to kickstart lib16 host to actually run it. And the bots are basically running there. So if you would like to maybe experiment with bots, it's new one. You have to get in touch with me or Heroes. But it's quite easy. You've seen the message bus, so basically just listen there. And you can advertise wherever you want. And that's really all from me. Thank you. Cool. I think that we should probably drop the white scheme. What do you think? I think it's too much. Yeah. Cool. Sorry? Yes. So I can maybe. I'm not sure if I should show my inbox, but but basically for every event that happens, there is always like an email send. There is like little bot that listens to the message bus, and through SMTP on the VM, it just send mail on the VM, it just sends email. So if you get the recognition, you get email, and everybody who follows you get the same email. Yeah, that helps. But like again, like sometimes I'm not sure if it's not ending in people's spam folders and so on. It doesn't end my, you know, I'm receiving email successfully, but I'm somehow usually a reference in the e-thank yous. We can test it out. Do you want to see it? Okay, yeah, sure. It has to be somehow, you know, we are not really messaging IRC. So some people who are not on metrics, they don't get to see it at all. But if you are on metrics, you see it on the channel. But I was thinking maybe for certain recognitions, like if it's like engineering one, let me open the web page. If it's like the engineering one, maybe we could actually message it on factory. And if it's like for documentation, then maybe we could stay on something closer to. Because if we have like categories, we could also stream information to different places, right? Yeah, absolutely. So this is an event organization that could maybe be also on some mailing list. That's actually a good idea. Because yes, if you are not seeing the messages, then you probably forgot about the platform completely. Thank you, Adrian. Any other questions? Uh-huh. Somebody was, yeah, okay. I suppose this is Patrick. I don't have my glasses, but I think it's Patrick.
Hello. Yes, that's a looks like a very good, a very good idea and a good implementation by the looks of things. But I'm wondering: can a member nominate a non-member for a kudos?
So you know, like you don't have to be a member; you just have to have OpenSUSE login.
Which is a member?
No, member. So wait a second. So that's tricky because we also have like this, right?
Yeah.
And that's the OpenSUSE member, and that doesn't. Not every IDP login has membership assigned.
Yeah.
Okay. But you cannot use it for external person. No, they have to create the login first.
Okay.
Because like.
I had another question, which is. Perhaps the physical reward could be a physical badge.
Yes. Or I was thinking more of the vouchers, because then not everybody likes the badge. Somebody wants to have a, I don't know, like, how do you call it? Like beer glass, for example, with OpenSUSE logo. And if you give them like 20 euro voucher for like freeware or some other friendly stuff, they can choose what they want with the OpenSUSE theme. It should be somehow limited to the OpenSUSE stuff, so they shouldn't be getting like Debian t-shirts for working on OpenSUSE, but I think that would scale more and people could choose what they want. Yeah. But physical badges, maybe, I don't know, but like...
As I said at a presentation in gallery, I think too many people have got too many t-shirts, but that's just my personal opinion.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I agree. Again, as I said, the badges are sort of corner case for me, but yeah. But like some physicals would be nice, because I would appreciate also like some really cool stuff rather than a lot of, again, maybe I have like, I don't know, like full shelf of t-shirts. So sometimes like t-shirt is not exactly what I need, like, but like nice coffee mug would be cool. Yeah. But like definitely, like it should be on the radar, and I think within next year we can figure out some physical. But like we have to be smart about like how we do it, right? Like so people cannot just easily send each other 10 thank yous and just get like coffee mug for, I don't know, 25 euros. Then I think would be exactly what we do not want to do. Ish is raising hand.
Yes, thanks Lubos. It's a very great project. I really like it. There's a thing that you mentioned at the beginning about DVDs being distributed,
yes,
being sent back to different people around the world. I was one among them to receive. And I must say I have a very, many nice stories from that. And I would really encourage that if we could extend, you already mentioned it, Patrick mentioned it, extend kudos to first, not just members,
yes,
not just people who have an account on OpenSUSE.org, but people who are completely new. They've never used Linux before, but a member found someone who has a potential and can become a Linux user and can potentially become a contributor at some point in time. Give that person a reward and a physical reward. I will tell you why, because many years ago, these DVDs are used to organize events in universities in Mauritius and distribute. I got several boxes of these, so I do not recognize the people to whom I distributed. Years later, I was recruiting, somebody came to me for a Linux system administration job, and that guy told me that he was doing BSc physics, but he happened to be at a Linux event at the university, and I gave him an OpenSUSE DVD, and it was his first experience with Linux. After that, he kept using Linux, and after his graduation, he was looking for a job within the Linux, you know, kind of industry. And that was a nice story, because you gave that person something to start with, and I know these days DVDs, laptops don't even have those drives. But I think a tiny little bit of a tiny little token, physical token, could get someone start doing things.
I get your idea. So basically, we do that, right? But like not through Kudos. So if I'm at a booth and somebody does a contribution for me, I handle him the physical Geeko.
Yes.
But I don't have to use Kudos for that, right? Like, see my point? Like, how do I track like ongoing contribution from this person? Like, what if he comes every now and then? Isn't it better that if he actually has a login in the end, you know, so we can have track of like all the contributions and get even more prices? So that's my biggest issue, right? Like, otherwise I would basically tell you to use something more like Shop OpenSUSE org, right? Where we don't have to track, and it's random, it's one-off. I would not like to track one-offs, because then it gets like too spammy, you don't okay. see my problem. And creating OpenSUSE login is like a minute, right? Maybe even less. With if you're under 16, gets a little bit more tricky. You should ideally ask for permission and send us paper. But I think the login is not such a bad thing. And the person, for example, who designed the InstallFest logo, it was like a minute, and he did it like on the side next to OpenSUSE booth on Inkscape. I didn't see it as a big blocker. So for like one-offs, I would actually just say do it at the booths, do it on the conference. Why do we have to track that? You know, I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something, but I would love to track like ongoing contributions of that person within the project, and maybe do some interesting stats, you know, and do a party and say, hey, these were like, we sort of do stats on the in here, but they are only for past 30 days. So I was really afraid to show somebody what somebody has been doing on the project over long term, right? So these 13 kudos were basically within last 30 days, and one-offs would sort of, I don't know, it would probably spoil the statistics and so on. So I feel like this is important, we should do it, but I would much rather do it on the conferences, on the booths, do more events where people can come and we can give them these one-off prizes. Or if you know about somebody, just email me or Doug, but like, I'm not sure if we need to have a platform for that, right? And if so, I think shopopensuse.org would be a better platform for one-off giveaways. Maybe this is the vouchers we should also probably distribute to shopopensuse.org from this, I don't know, or whatever.
I'm on ish with this one, because it's I think it's a good way to the community. In my opinion, shouldn't just be the contributors; it should also be the users.
But users, okay.
And so, so the users need, you know, it'd be good to have, because that will encourage them possibly to be a contributor.
But like, if you recognize him for something, the user, you recognize him for something. We do recognition. Then he did a contribution, right? Like, if he installed it and he did the report, bug report, and we are really happy that you did, that's actually a contribution. So I really feel like at the point where you already give thank you to somebody, then he actually did something, which translates to me as a contribution. So I would say, like, this is, like, but if you get one, you definitely are contributing.
But if you are using OpenSUSE as opposed to any of the other competition,
okay.
Shouldn't that be recognized by the community, because you're one of the people who are using the product?
Oh, but like, we have 500,000 plus users.
Fantastic. So the one.
No. Not here.
That's just a matter of how you do the organization of the data. That's not a problem.
Yeah, I still feel like this has a scope to recognize people who do something for us.
So from a technical perspective, I get the idea of having an account is easy, and realistically, there are many, many, many users who have Bugzilla accounts, and we can recognize them that way. And getting someone to create a Bugzilla account, I don't think is a high bar. At the same time, I agree that
thumbs up. Okay.
That for one-off things, it would be good to have another different way of recognizing new people and doing giveaways and stuff like that, more as a marketing thing than a. But I think the marketing side can be completely different from this.
Yeah, guys, time is up. You know, for me, if we broaden the scope of the application, then the application gets to fail usually. if you try to have one tool do everything. So I would keep it like scope, you know, maybe we need different application, but let's keep the scope for something which we can easily measure, easily, you know. Cool, thank you very much. Sorry for making it longer than it should be. And we can chat on the corridor. If you have cool ideas, just come and talk to me. Thank you.